Now, Shapha was an ordinary woman. She lived in the land of Gorn, and the Gornians were hospitable people. And one of the rules of their society was to welcome strangers to their homes. And one day, Shapha's husband returned from hunting with two strange men, who were clearly from a distant land. And Shapha served drink and food to the guests, and that night she made a bed for them. Now Shapha was very uneasy to have these men under her roof. She felt their evil intent, but what could she do? They were her guests. And that night of sleep, it was broken with troubled dreams. Sometime later, she woke to find the sound of screams and cries, and outside the house was a series of chaos. People running, shouting and screaming, houses were burning, and Shapha ran outside, and seeing one of her friends running past, grabbed her. Her friend motioned towards the chief's dwelling and made a sign of a hand across her throat. Dead. What treachery was this? But she knew it was the work of her uninvited guests. Now running towards the chief's dwelling, she saw by moonlight the two men loading horses with sacred treasures belonging to her people. They were about to leave. In rage, she ran towards them and grabbed the reins of one of the horses. And at the same time, she felt the cold blade of steel on her arm, and she fell back, bleeding, and to the ground. Gradually, the slow process of rebuilding their shattered lives began. A new chief was elected. Homes were repaired, and the brave people began to put their lives back together as best they could. Shapha had her arm stitched up, and it began to heal. But Shapha was not the same. Every time she thought of the two men, she felt a surge of rage. The injustice of it seemed to eat her up from the inside. And at the meetings that the Gornians held, Shapha would fly into a temper and curse the two men. Friends would plead with her to accept the past and move on, but she seemed unable to. And at one point, she held up her arm and tore out the stitches to her wound so it bled afresh. Daily she announced to anyone who would listen that she would not let the wounds heal as a mark of the atrocity that the people had suffered. Her friends feared for her health. Weeks passed and Shapha refused all treatment to her arm. The wound became infected and swelled up. The poison started to move through her body and she became weak. As she lay on the bed, she was visited by one of the elders. He sat and held her hand and said softly, "Shapha, why are you allowing the strangers to do this to you? Your death is yet another victim claimed. What does that achieve?" And with that, he left her house. And the following day, Shapha agreed to be treated. Thank you.